The affine cipher, or more modular arithmetics. We have seen Caesar's cipher, which was insecure because it has no key, and we have seen the generalized cipher adding the key, having a very small key space. Now we'll have another look at a generalization. We are still looking just at monoalphabetic ciphers. And remember the definition, a monoalphabetic cipher is any cipher which is applied independently to every letter of the plaintext. Now, the alphabet here is mapped onto the modular ring. We have done that several times before. And in modular arithmetics, we have four different operations. Plus, times, minus, and divided by. And any bijection on Z26 will do as a monoalphabetic cipher. So why can't we use something different from plus? Can we use multiplication instead? Multiplying the key with the ciphertext. Let us have a look at that. How does that work? We just had Caesar's cipher. We would be jumping three places. A becomes D, B becomes E, C becomes F, and so on. At the end of the alphabet, we wrap around. So X becomes A, Y becomes B, and Z becomes C. Like that. That's additive. You see a very nice pattern. It's easy to follow for a human reader. Let's have instead a look at what happens with multiplication. And we can keep the key k equals 3. Because we are now going to multiply, I will write down the numbers. It makes it much easier to work with if we can see the numbers and not just the letters. Keeping the key k equals 3, encrypting a, we have 0 times 3, so we still have an a. B, 1 becomes 3. 2 becomes 6. 3 becomes 9. 4 becomes 12. F, 5 becomes 15 for P. G becomes S. H becomes V. I becomes Y. J is 9 times 3 is 27, but we only have 25 letters, so that will have to jump back. 27 minus 25 is 2, so it becomes C. There you are. So it looked much more complex. It isn't really. You still have a cycle here. If you conduct that map on every letter of the alphabet, you will still get every letter of the alphabet out. You will still have a permutation. You won't get any repetitions, so it will work as a cipher. The problems occur if instead you consider another key, say k equals 2. Now A is still A, B B becomes C, C becomes E. So far, no problem. But let's have a look what happens to N. 13 times 2 is 26. Then you need to subtract 25, which means that you are back to B, which is 1. Let's have a look at what happens to n when we encrypt n. N is 13, n times 2 is 26. Now we only have 26 letters, we need to subtract 26. So encrypting n, we get 0. That is, we are back to A. So A maps into A, and n also maps into A. So because n, the size of the field, is 26, which is 2 times 13. When we had a key equals 3, k does not divide 26, so it's okay, we get a bijection. But if we choose a divisor of 26, here 2, we don't get the full cycle. The first letters here map as they should. 8, 10 is all right. G becomes 12, H becomes 14, I becomes 16. J becomes 18, 20, 22, and 24. That's okay. But N maps back to A. And from this point onwards, we will keep reusing elements. O, 14, goes back to 2. P15 goes back to 4. That's the same as C. And so on. So we will only be using half the alphabet in the ciphertext, and we will use every letter twice. You get a similar problem if you use 13. Actually, it's worse. K equals 13. It means that A maps to A. That's fine. B maps to N. Not too bad. But C will map to 2 times 20, 13 is 26. That becomes an A. So already at the third letter, you will be reusing ciphertext letters. D is 3, so that is 39 minus 26 is 13, so again you get N. So again you see that cyclic pattern, but the cycle is very small, only 2 letters in the cycle. So using the multiplicative cipher, you need to avoid 0 divisors. But otherwise, it is quite usable. And we can extend it. We can combine multiplication and addition. So you get a multiplicative part, and you get an additive part. You could view this as applying first the multiplicative cipher and then the additive cipher. Avoid zero divisors. Very important. This function here, just the function, is called the affine map, or the affine function. And applied to cryptography, it gives us the affine cipher. It combines a multiplicative and an additive key. So instead of just K2, which would be CISA's generalized cipher, we have K1 and K2. I said that we can break this one up. You have the plain texts. Then you have the multiplicative cipher, where we divide by K1. And then you have the affine cipher, when you add K2. Now, what we should note is that the additive cipher is always bijective. So you have a very nice bijection between this blob and this blob. And that means that you can decipher as well. Choosing K2 poses no problem. It will be bijective regardless of what K2 you choose. On this side, however, you have a problem. If K1 is invertible, you can decrypt. Otherwise, you cannot. So K1 must avoid zeros. Very important. So choosing K1 and K2, you are not choosing from the same space. K2 can be any value modulo 26. K1 can only be invertible elements mod 26. And I'll leave you the rest of that question as an exercise. You will find that in the exercise sheet. Straight away, please encrypt this string, hello world, using the affine cipher, and take the key 12 and 3. That is just to check that you are familiar with the arithmetic operations. Good luck.